little later than we normally do, but not a lot really going on today anyways to talk about.
Yeah, not really. Kind of light.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, the writer strike we talked about yesterday, that's obviously still going on and will be going on for probably some time. Our AI assistant may have clued you all in if you heard the episode.
Yeah. How is Jeeves, by the way?
He's doing fine because he's not worried about future job opportunities. He knows the writer strike is for him, so he can get more jobs.
Yeah,
basically, because that's what they want to do. But what is going on today, very little, is some Marvel Midnight Suns news, some Redfall news, and a Gran Turismo trailer. So
yeah.
I guess we'll start with Marvel Midnight Suns, because there's not a whole lot to say about it, other than it's coming to PS4 and Xbox One next week, if you weren't already aware.
Yeah. So everyone can get to play it, except Nintendo Switch users.
Nintendo Switch, yeah.
Like, the Switch like is, I am.
The Switch is now probably about 7 years old, and it was underpowered when it came out. So now it's really underpowered, and I guess the studio was like, we're going to make it for Switch. And then they were like, nope, it's not going to work for Switch. We're not doing that anymore. Sorry, guys. We tried, and we failed.
Yeah, that sucks. That sucks really hard, but I understand.
It does. It does.
It's whatever. Yes,
but the last DLC is coming out May 11th, which is called Bloodstorm, which will introduce Storm to the roster. Along with their special mission packs and other things. And all the DLC packs will be available next week when it releases for PlayStation 4 and Xbox One, which is different from Xbox Series X and S, which are the current generation consoles.
Yep.
So, yeah, if you like Midnight Suns, a little bit more to play. Gotta get back to it myself.
Yeah, and learn more about Blade's mysterious book club, where he goes over.
Exactly.
Yeah, that was... It was a weird bit of it, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, you got to have a hobby when you're not slaying vampires. During the day, you get a little bored.
Yeah. Got or you trying to get with a superpowered captain.
Yeah. I mean, everyone wants to go with Captain Marvel at least once, if they can. Peter Parker got with Captain Marvel at least once, and now Rhodey's getting with Captain Marvel. But I'm sure someone else tried. I'm sure Tony did once.
Yeah, he did. Tony's like, you know, that's pulse in a skirt. That's Tony.
It's just what it is. Pulse in a skirt. Exactly. Is it dangerous? I like it. Let's do this. But speaking of vampires, Redfall, that released this week for the Xbox. It was Xbox's newest first person shooter, yes, but first party game from Arkane Studios, the same team behind Dishonored and Prey. And it sucks.
Yeah. I haven't got general consensus. But like,
yeah, I tried to the morning it released by switching my console to New Zealand, but I think something wasn't quite done, so it didn't let me play. I mean, that's what you do on the Xbox. Look, the games come out, but they come out in New Zealand first. So you change your console's region to New Zealand, and suddenly you're a New Zealander and you can play games a day early. And nobody seems to mind. You just do it. And as long as you don't post pictures online and video, no one complains and tries to ban you. That's what I'm hoping will happen to me now. Not happen. But yeah, haven't gotten to play it. But for the most part, most reviews seem to say the game doesn't feel done. Doesn't feel like it had a good sense of direction. Doesn't feel up to standards. And many people are still complaining and whining that it's 30 frames per second on console. Even though Star Wars new game is apparently the best Star Wars game ever, also 30 frames per second on console, but no one seems to mind there when it's a pretty, you know, fast paced action game as well. Tomato, tomato.
Some type of tomato, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know. Tomato, potato, something like that.
I've seen pictures of stuff and like it looked, there's like a lot of like not in. Little bits of
graphics. I don't know, I'm gonna try it tonight. I've heard from what sounds like the game is more fun when you're playing with people, and it's better when you put the difficulty level up higher because the AI is just pretty stupid at the normal level. So it's not very challenging, but it seems like there's a decent story in there. It's just you have to kind of work to get to it, and we'll see.
Yeah.
I don't know.
All right.
You know, unfortunately, nobody likes the argument that it's on Game Pass and you don't have to pay anything extra to get it. So, not going to worry about it. But unfortunately, that is the attitude I kind of take as a near 40-something-year-old person who doesn't have a lot of time to play games to completion anymore. So it's like, oh, you gave me a brand new game to try and I didn't have to pay anything extra to try it? Okay, sure, I'll try it.
Yeah.
Maybe I'll love it. No, I didn't love it. I guess I'll go back to Graveyard Keeper and Fortnite.
Hey, okay. I mean, if there's
next game.
If there's a big issue with this, they can just use all that other competition that, you know, Game Pass is crushing in the clouding situation. Let's play some other, use some other streaming site to play.
Something.
Some other thing.
But yeah, I don't know. But yeah, Redfall's out. If you want to try it, get it on Game Pass. Don't pay $70 for it. It doesn't sound like it's worth $7. Save your money. Try it. Well, just that simple as that. Hey. You can play it a far cheaper way. If you're that interested in trying it, get Game Pass or PC or console or cloud. Try it out. And if you don't like it, you've maybe at most wasted $10. 15 max.
Yeah.
So, you know, just being for real.
Yeah.
It's your money. Yeah. All right. And well, like I said, it's going to be a fast week. Last but not least, Gran Turismo official trailer. Sam, what you think?
Okay. So before I begin, I want to just say I'm apologizing to the Gran Turismo trailer. When I first heard, when we first talked about this, like a little, I think like last week we brought this up, I was like, yes. Why are we, I don't care. This isn't my thing.
Yes, I agree.
And it was just like, whatever. So then I saw the trailer. I'm not saying I'm a super fan, but I like this. I like this idea. This is a good idea because we're going to get hit with a lot of video game content. We are like movies and television shows that I'm telling you, the superheroes are going to slowly come down and we're going to see a lot more superhero content. And so,
of course, well, a lot more video game content,
a lot more video game related content for like TVs and movies. This is a this trailer looks good. It's an interesting story. It looks like it's well done. It kept my attention the entire time. Jamin Hunt, who's in it, that's extra plus. It's just good. It's good stuff. And the guy who made it also made District 9. I mean,
It's Neil Blomkamp.
He
made Chappie. He made District 9.
Elysium. He makes really nice looking movies.
He makes big sci-fi movies usually.
This is interesting. Again, like a teen who's like, I'm assuming a teen, probably more like a early 20s or something like that. They love playing. Love playing Gran Turismo. They get an opportunity to actually drive in, you know, the World Prix.
Real races.
Yeah. So they made it look interesting. I'm interested.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I remember Gran Turismo being a giant thing in the 90s, early 2000s on PlayStation. Yep. And then remembering the fact that they basically took 8 years in between like one installment of it to get to the next one. And everyone kind of fell off. Mm-hmm. And during that time, like Forza and other things popped up and was like, yeah, no. Okay, great.
Or Project Gotham Racing.
And there are plenty of people who, or that. Yeah. I mean, people love the new Gran Turismo just the same. Plenty of people out there don't think it looks like the best thing on the market anymore, but it's still got its fans. And yeah, the trailer does look really good. I mean, I have had no interest in this movie, and now I could see like, okay, well, even if I don't see this in theaters, I'll probably watch this movie eventually. Yeah,
no, this is definitely on the list. Because
it does look pretty decent. And it's got David Harbour, it's got Orlando Bloom. They look pretty good in it. You know, Orlando Bloom honestly looks like, how do I put it? He looks his biggest and his sleaziest that I've ever seen.
So I almost didn't realize that was Orlando Bloom until I remembered he was in the movie. Yeah. And then I was just like, wait, Orlando Bloom was, okay.
Yeah, he looks his thickest and his sleaziest that I've ever seen Orlando Bloom
thickest?
Look.
Is that what you use, thickest? Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah, like he looks like the fattest, sleaziest version of himself that I've ever seen.
Okay.
If I got to just put it like out there, yeah, he looks like the fattest, sleaziest version of himself ever.
Okay.
And it works for the movie. It feels like, oh, this is going to be a guy. Yeah, he's gonna be a guy who's going to be like, yeah, money. We can make money.
I mean,
and that's what he feels like.
If it's going the way I think it's going, taking kids who play the video, who are like really good at people who are really good at the video game and put them in the racing, that's people will pay for the spectacle of that. Honestly,
that's what it feels like. He's that guy.
Yeah.
He feels like the guy who said that sentence. People will pay for the spectacle of this. So, and David Harbour seems like the gruff coach who's like, he's never going to be a racer. He's just a kid with a controller. And then it's like, well, kid, you got guts. I guess it's different than pushing those buttons, isn't it? And then, you know,
slowly learn.
He levels up. Know,
like each other.
Yeah. Slowly learn to understand each other and merge their worlds together. And everyone learns a lesson.
I guarantee you there's going to be a scene where there's going to be a scene where David Harbour is playing the actual game and being very frustrated that he's not getting it. or he's like a complete natural at it and doesn't stop playing it.
Yeah. Yeah. One of those two scenes. I just want to know, you know, if there's going to be like Bonnie Hunt somewhere. Gets a hero. I need a hero at some point. Probably not. It's not really an 80s movie. They threw that in Tetris, so it's not going to happen. They did hit in Tetris movie. They played the Russian version of it, which is kind of great, honestly.
Yeah. I got to put Tetris is another one.
You should watch Tetris. By the way, if you want a good video game, you should watch Tetris.
This is what I'm telling you.
It's out now. You should watch Tetris. Well, of course. Like you said, superhero movies are going to go down just because no one has to play game and play ball with Marvel and Warner Brothers to make them, which are the two big companies. And then like Image and really just Image. There's no other video game, the comic book company out there that has any characters worth a damn, quite honestly. So really just Image, I guess maybe Valiant, since they made a Bloodshot movie.
Valiant has characters now. Can they execute? That's the question.
It's not about Valiant executing. It's can someone else execute Valiant's characters? Because Valiant as a comic book company barely exists. They don't have the money to execute. They have to have somebody else do it. They made Bloodshot. Who made Bloodshot? Sony, the same people who are making Gran Turismo. They did not execute Bloodshot.
Animated movies. Marvel and DC are already doing the thing with live action. That can just be their thing. If you just make animated movies, like the DC and Marvel movies that come out, I think people would... You don't have to put them in theaters. You're right,
but they want the big money. They don't want the small money. They want the big money.
If you do it right...
Animated stuff for kids. They want the big money.
And how'd that work out for you?
I know. Yeah, but you know what? Big risk, big reward.
Renegades can just totally take over.
They don't want animated movies like DC. All that stuff is for us, for nerds. Typical geeks and nerds. Exactly, but typical. But let's be honest. Most of the DC animated movies right now, they're not for children. They're for nerds and geeks in their 20s and 30s and 40s who are still into these characters.
Exactly what they're for, and they're great.
So, they're great, but... Again, some of these people aren't clamoring for Valiant either, and you need to. This is why there's so many Batman and Superman ones from DC. You know, they don't make a lot of extraneous ones. You know, they're not clamoring to like, we got to get a Blue Beetle, we got to get a Booster Gold, we got to get a.
Nobody's asking for Booster
Gold. Deadman?
Absolutely.
No. Can we put Batman in this movie? Yes. Okay. Can we make it a Justice movie where we can have Batman and Wonder Woman in it? Yes. Okay. Sure.
Justice League Dark. And I was just
there,
like,
there haven't been any Flash ones just by Flash. Justice League Dark,
and they put him in there. And I was just like, you didn't need to do that. You really didn't.
Of course. Yeah. No, they needed to because you have to sell. There's only three characters that sell for them: Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman. If they're not in it, it's precarious already.
It's starting to come down.
The Flash movie was precarious. Like, what are we going to do? We're going to put two Batmans in it.
For about five-ish years also was Harley Quinn. If you threw in a Harley Quinn, you might also get someone interested.
Well, that's over now.
It's coming down again.
She's got an HBO series and that's it. And yeah. All right. We're not going to stretch this because I don't know. You got things to do and I got things to do. I gotta do the laundry. I'm a house husband now. Get out of the way.
Oh my God.
That was so funny. House husband is a perfectly legitimate job, Sam. There's dozens of us out there. Dozens of us taking care of the
house. You are sad at this. Okay. We're hiding from our wives.
Yeah. Like my wife was gonna yell at me if I stayed too long. See you later.